Pete, how significant is this partnership in terms of the club and its history?
Well, it's any joint major partner that you can attract to the club is significant. It provides financial stability and security. The five-year term enables you to plan with confidence. And more than anything else, it's just a great brand alignment. You know, MG have a great history, but a really exciting outlook for the future, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Five-year deal? Have you got a ballpark figure for us?
No, I haven't. But they're significant investments. Everyone understand in the footy industry understands how significant these partnerships are. They give the club great confidence, and they're not easy to attract. So we're thrilled with it.
Is it the club's biggest deal?
Look, it's right up there amongst it. And again, more importantly, I think it's the alignment with such a powerful global brand. If you mix that with the partnership with GFG and the other the other corporate partners that we have, it's really a pretty significant portfolio.
Is
it dependent on a China match?
No, it's not. No. So this is the MG strategy is very much an Australia market play. As Peter Chow, the MD, said, the association with China was a lovely bonus, so that the game actually is not significant to MG.
So what's your gut feel on the China game, Keith? Do you have any update on the situation?
Look, we're like everyone else in the world, really. We're just watching it really closely. We're concerned about the Chinese community in particular, and the pressure that they're under and the difficulties that they're facing. From our point of view, we don't play until May 31, so we've got time when we'll take our time and make it will be a very important decision. And we'll take the best advice that's available to us, and that we're getting that from the Australian government, from the Chinese government, and the World Health Authority. And at this point, it's a wait and see, but we're concerned about it.
Time's running out, though, surely.
There's probably a couple of factors. Firstly, it's the football factor, and actually, you've actually got more time. We could make this decision in May if it was purely about the footy. But it's not. It's about giving people confidence that they can travel to China, and that we can hold an event in China that's safe. That decision will have to be made sooner. But as I said, we're not rushing it. We feel like we've got a little bit more time. It's a dynamic situation. It seems to me as if the circumstances are changing daily, and we're just keeping a close eye on it.
What's the latest you could make a decision on?
Well, look, I think that sort of in March, is the very latest that we could go, and I would have thought it's sort of mid-March, to be honest. But, as I said, if circumstances are changing and looking like they're improving, you may give it a bit more time. But we're just taking a very flexible approach at the moment. I think that's the wise move.
Is there an idea of what impact this could have financially if it doesn't go ahead? Do you have a figure of how much it could affect the club?
Yeah, look, there will be a financial impact if it doesn't go ahead. That impact gets bigger the closer you get to the game as you start to build infrastructure around it. So that's a consideration, but it's not the most important consideration. We see this as a short-term moment that we're having to deal with. It doesn't adversely affect our thinking about China as a strategy. It's just a moment we're needing to deal with, like just about every other company in Australia, to be honest. There are costs involved, but they're not manageable. More importantly, it's does our commitment to China change? And the answer to that is no.
Does the AFL have any insurance on the game? That, in terms of, obviously this is unforeseeable, but in terms of a situation like this?
Yeah, no, there are insurances that apply. At the moment we're dealing with costs that are associated with the turf and the event management team and the work that you've already done. It's not significant at this point. It's really when you start to get into building the infrastructure, and engaging, you know, more directly in China, that it starts to ramp up. And that really happens in the last 4 to 6 weeks, to be honest. So we've still got plenty of time without it, you know, really hurting us.
Have the players' voice?
Members that are sort of, if they've paid for flights, etc.
Yes.
And they're sitting there waiting there and potentially gets cancelled.
Yeah, no, we're very conscious of that. And you know, we've been trying to be as open and helpful as we possibly can. The answer is that if the bookings were made before the virus, I think that there is good opportunities for insurance, and if the game is cancelled, that's the opportunity. The problems start to occur if you are booking into the game after the virus was announced. Then there's a question mark around that. But our understanding is that most people that are booked before, we think we should be able to manage that.
Have the players voiced some of their concerns with what's happening, and if they wanted to sit out of this match, could they?
The reality is that our players have not. They're keen advocates for the game. They trust the club's processes and that we have their best interests at heart, and that we'll make a decision that will in no way compromise anyone's health. If we decided to make that call and a player decided he didn't want to go for whatever reason, there's no way that we would force that. But our players have not expressed any of those concerns. They're with us. They're simply waiting for us to gather all of the information that we need, and then we'll make the right call.
Where are your ticket sales?
Look, I think there's about a couple of thousand already sold. That's rough. And as I said, most of them were done prior to us becoming aware of the virus. A lot of them in the corporate space. So we're tracking that. And as I said, there hasn't been any real activity. Everyone's waiting like we are to see what happens.
Last couple of goss.
Is this situation, KT, where are you just waiting for the Chinese government to make a decision, or can the AFL or Port step in first?
I don't know that the Chinese government will make a decision. I know they are deciding on different events. It's really going to be a decision for the AFL and Port Adelaide to decide whether we want to go forward with it. And as I said, everyone's fully committed to giving it every possible chance. But we are taking the advice of the Chinese government and the Australian government, as we should, and the World Health Authority.
Is the backup plan a Monday night in Melbourne, as I guess people kind of raised?
Yeah, well, there's four different scenarios being bandied around. I think Monday night was one of them. I'm not really sure about that. That'll be an AFL decision, and I'm almost certain it'll be in Melbourne, but that'll be up to them.
Do you recoup the money in that case that you paid St Kilda in order to have their home game?
Yeah, so the situation reverts back to being a standard St Kilda home game.
Just one on Thanks. The AFLW, that's kicking off. When can Port look to enter a team?
Look, we don't have a clear line of sight on that, but I know that we're very keen to get into the AFLW. We see it as part of our future. We are preparing to enter in 2022, but it may not be 2022. I think early indications are that it may be 23, but that decision hasn't been made.
But you're keen to enter the next?
We're keen to get in the next intake. We like what the game, how it's developing, and we're now in a position where we're capable of doing China and AFLW, and we would be in with great enthusiasm.
Sorry, final one. Does this deal allow you to do both that you've announced today, the MG? Does that kind of allow you to do China and the...
Well, it's not just the deal with MG. Clearly, it contributes, it's been more about the capacity of our executive team to execute two massive strategies and our football program. So it's less about the finances, more about physical capacity to do it.